Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Tuesday, September 12th, 2006. Normally, we prepare these messages together. In fact, we did so today. I'm Stephen Weber, my wife Brooksine. However, she had to take our daughter to the doctor for routine examination today. Today's message is titled, Never Enough. The scripture text is from Luke 12, verse 15, and these are the words of our Lord Jesus Christ. A man's life does not consist in the abundance of his possessions. When we lived in New England, we were relatively near the ocean. It was not unusual for people to have large boats in their yards. People often named their boats, and one that intrigued me was a boat I often passed named Never Enough. I don't know whether the owner's message was, I never can get out enough, it was always there when I drove by, or I want a bigger boat, this one is not enough. It occurred to me, never enough could very well be the motto of man. Jesus made the statement in the daily text. Again, I quote, a man's life does not consist in the abundance of his possessions. Wouldn't it be a great message to place on billboards leading into every city for commuters to read? Can you imagine if it was used at the entrance to malls? It certainly is a powerful spiritual truth that every earnest believer should memorize and regularly call to mind. However, I believe most people live just the opposite. They live as if a man's life actually consists of the abundance of his possessions. You've probably heard the phrase, he who dies with the most toys wins. Well, need I say here, that's not true. Jesus told a parable after he made this statement about a man who was blessed and built bigger barns and then felt satisfied and secure in his own possessions. He sat back, propped his feet up, and said, you have plenty of good things laid up for many years. Take life easy. Eat, drink, and be merry. Isn't that the attitude of many? But God said to him, you fool. This very night your life will be demanded from you. Then who will get what you have prepared for yourself? This is how it will be with anyone who stores up things for himself, but is not rich toward God. From the beginning, Satan has tormented the human race with the lie that what God has provided is never really enough. At the very heart of his first lie and temptation to Adam and Eve was that the outstanding beauty and provision in the garden was not enough. They fell for it, and this fallen race has been doing so ever since. Today, let us say enough. Enough that God loves me and has a wonderful plan for my life. Enough that Jesus died for my sins. Enough that I'm on my way to heaven. Enough that I have people who love and accept me. I'll stop there, but I could go on, and so could you. Today, let's rejoice that God is enough. Well, I am Stephen C. Weber. This is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast. I'm sharing it by myself today again because Brooksine's out. Our daughter did attend school for the first time yesterday this year. She had her heart operation just 2 weeks ago today. She's a senior in high school now. She's growing stronger each day. Today, Brooksine took her for lab work, and next week she has a chest x-ray to see that the fluid on the right lung is continuing to go away. Again, we thank you, and we're sure some of you that regularly listen to the podcast here have prayed as well. So many have encouraged us through brief emails in this regard. Finally today, our website is www.dailyencouragement.net. If you go to the site today, there's a song. It's a song that I've enjoyed now for several years by a musician by the name of Chris Tomlin, titled Enough. And there is actually a link to an audio version of that song if you care to listen to that today. Again, our website is dailyencouragement.net. If you go to the site today, September 12th, you can just scroll down and get to that link. Or if you happen to be listening to this podcast down the road sometime at a later date, just go back to the message for September 12th and you can find the link to this song. It's really a beautiful song. Have a blessed day today. Continue to stay faithful to Jesus Christ and encouraged, and declare today that God is enough.